This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Voting is underway for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections. Moderate polling has been reported so far from different constituencies in this phase. 96 parliamentary constituencies spread over 9 states and 1 union territory are being covered in the fourth phase. These include 25 seats in Andhra Pradesh, 17 in Telangana, 13 in Uttar Pradesh, 11 in Maharashtra, 8 seats each in Madhya Pradesh and West Bengal, 5 in Bihar, 4 seats each in Jharkhand and Orissa, along with 1 seat of union territory of Jammu and Kashmir. Voting started at 7 this morning and will conclude at 6 in the evening. The Election Commission said polling time in certain assembly segments of 17 parliamentary constituencies of Telangana has been extended to enhance voter participation. Nearly 25% voter turnout was recorded in the fourth phase of Lok Sabha polls till 11 a.m. Polling percentage in states is West Bengal nearly 33%, Madhya Pradesh over 32%, Uttar Pradesh and Jharkhand over 27%, Telangana over 24%, Andhra Pradesh and Orissa over 23%, Bihar over 22%, Maharashtra over 17%, and the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir nearly 15%. In state assembly elections of Andhra Pradesh and Orissa, over 23% polling has been recorded till 11 a.m. Campaigning is in full swing for the remaining three phases of Lok Sabha elections. Senior political leaders are crisscrossing the states to hold public meetings and roadshows to garner support for their parties. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi is holding multiple rallies in Bihar today. He addressed a public meeting at Hajipur and Muzaffarpur. He called upon the people of the state to cast their vote for the development of the country. He alleged that RJD and Congress will never work for the welfare of the people as they are busy in amassing wealth for their next generation. He said under the NDA government, Indian economy is growing and more employment opportunities are being created. Earlier in the day, Mr. Modi visited Takht Shri Harimandir Ji Patna Sahib in Patna City. Takht Shri Patna Sahib, also known as Takht Shri Harimandir Ji Patna Sahib, is one of the 5 Takhts of the Sikh community. In the evening, Prime Minister Modi is scheduled to hold a mega roadshow at Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh. Mr. Modi will be filing his nomination papers from his Varanasi Lok Sabha seat tomorrow. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah will be holding rallies in Dhule and Palghar districts of Maharashtra today. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address public meeting at Rai Bareilly in Uttar Pradesh. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, today declared the results of Class 12. In a statement, CBSE said, 87.98% of students have passed the board exams. It said passing percentage is higher by 0.65% since last year. Over 24,000 candidates have scored above 95% and over 1.16 lakh students scored above 90%. Girls have again outshined boys by 6.4%. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast gradual rise in temperature over northwest and central India in the next 4 to 5 days. These regions include Rajasthan, that's very likely to experience heat wave conditions from the 16th of this month. Talking to Akashvani, senior IMD scientist R.K. Jainamani said, no heat wave is prevailing over the areas where voting is taking place today. Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Bihar, Jharkhand and South Odisha are witnessing normal temperatures. Mr. Jainamani further added that rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms is expected over Telangana, West Bengal and North Andhra Pradesh. Heavy rainfall and thunderstorms are very likely to occur over West Bengal and parts of Southeast Peninsula India, including Tamil Nadu and Kerala. Russian President Vladimir Putin has proposed 65-year-old former Deputy Prime Minister Andrei Beruzov to replace his long-term ally Sergei Shoigu as the new defense minister of the country. Mr. Beruzov is an economist with little military experience. Mr. Putin wants Shoigu to become the secretary of Russia's powerful Security Council, replacing incumbent Nikolai Patrushev, and to also have responsibilities for the military-industrial complex. And in IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans will lock horns with Kolkata Knight Riders at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad this evening at 7:30 p.m. KKR is coming off a comfortable victory over Mumbai Indians on Saturday, a win that made them the first team to secure a playoff spot. And that is the end of this news bulletin.